Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Well, let's turn to our attention to the U.S. You know, Simon, the White House, very mean, has committed as Seoul to this THAAD anti-missile system. So do you think this action by North Korea actually hastens more defense precautions?
Well, I think that the timing of this is problematic from the perspective of the White House for a couple of different reasons. I mean, first of all, the immediate timing. President Obama learning of this nuclear test while he was on Air Force One, flying back to the United States, having completed his visit to Asia. He reached out by telephone from the aeroplane and called President Park and also the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to catch up on the latest news that had occurred while he was in the air, but also constraining the president in terms of timing is the fact that we're in the middle of an election campaign here, and President Obama will want to be very careful about how he responds to this, because he knows that there will be a domestic dynamic to all of this. There will be comments made on the campaign trail by both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump in the next few hours about this nuclear test. I'm absolutely sure about that. The United States finding itself also in a by now traditional situation where it has to express almost ritual condemnation of what the North Koreans have done, but it also has to try and find a way of responding that doesn't allow Pyongyang in any way to divide the United States from its relationship with South Korea. It wants to present a fully multilateral response to this. In no way does it want to be unilaterally responding.
Well, just a bit of a crystal ball question, I suppose, Simon. But President Barack Obama is now in the final months of his term in office. You spoke about the complications of the timing. How do you think relations with Pyongyang will play out after Mr. Obama's gone?
Well, you know, under normal circumstances, Steve, the answer to that question would be that there will be a degree of continuity in all of these relationships, regardless of who wins the U.S. presidential election. But we are not, as you know, sailing through normal waters here in the United States at the moment. Donald Trump cited North Korea as one of the reasons why, a little bit earlier this week, when he made his national security policies clear, he wants to build a missile shield. Now, should Donald Trump be elected president, he has every opportunity to throw all the cards up into the air, depending, of course, on what kind of Congress he or Hillary Clinton will be dealing with when next January rolls around. There are so many imponderables at the moment here in the United States that it is very difficult to say this time round there will be continuity and it will be business as usual, but certainly that is more likely if Hillary Clinton wins the keys to the White House than if Donald Trump does.
Hey, we'll leave it there. Many thanks. Simon Mark speaking to us from Washington, D.C., and our Korea Bureau Chief, Lim Yoon-suk, speaking to us from Seoul.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.